So we're up to Simin Tof Yud Seif Beis. It's on page 554. 554 Tof Yud Seif Beis Zeh Shemarnu Shakoy Neshvisa Berichuk Mokom Shayaksik Baderech. 554 page 554 Seif Beis. This is how we said that a person can be Koneh Shvisa Berichuk Mokom Shayaksik Baderech. This leniency that we discussed at the end of the previous Simin, that a person is traveling and he's on en route, he's on the way, and he knows of a sweet spot, a tree, where he wants to be kind of shvisa, and he is within range, and if he really wanted to, he can run his kishkasat and get there on time before Shabbos begins, so he has the opportunity, so he has the ability. So in that instance, in that situation, his leniency, he can be mechavein, that he wishes to be koyne shvis at that location, and that's where he will acquire his shvis for Shabbos. He does not need to be present, to be physically present, and does not need to have his food there in advance. His kavana alone is sufficient, only in a situation where he's traveling, and he can get there before Shabbos if he were to run, and he is within 2,000 amas. So along comes the mechaber and says, you don't even have to be in the field, even if you walk down the steps of your house. If you're living on a second story, and you're walking down the ladder, you're descending the steps, to go to that desk, like we had before, the person who wants to travel, we had yesterday a little similar situation, a person who wants to just, who's on his way to get there, and then his neighbor stops him in the middle and says, do me a favor, come over to my house, I want to talk to you, I want you to eat here, so you have a struggle, should I go to my destination, or should I go to my friend? So we learned yesterday that since you're on your way to your destination, to be kind of streets, it's also good. So this halacha applies, even if you're on your way downstairs, and on the way downstairs, your neighbor who's living on the lower floor says, do me a favor, come into my house. So you have not even left your house. Your friend told you, come into my house. It's considered as if you've already set out on the road. And if your intent was to be kind of shvisa, that tree, the kind of shvisa, period. If you have kavana to be kind of shvisa in a certain place, you do not need to make this declaration. An incredible chiddush. You don't even need to articulate your desire. Just kavana alone is enough to be kind of shvisa where you want to be. That's an incredible chiddush. Because ruba derech klal and halacha machshava doesn't count for anything. Even for piggle, we know when it comes to piggle, piggle is kavana. You have kavana to bring a karban, and your kavana is for the wrong person or for the wrong zman. According to Rashi, you have to actually say it. It's not enough just to be mechave. Yet here, when it comes to be kind of shvisa at a certain location, kavana is enough. And it goes without saying that a person is actually standing there. If you are standing in the location in which you want to be kind of shvisa, of course that's where the shvisa will be. Your kavana is sufficient. Okay, gimel and shei new case. Let's say the community. You're an agent. You have a community, a group of people who have designated you to be their agent, to be koine on their behalf, shvisa. Do we apply the same leniency that your kavana, you're on the way, you're bringing a whole carton of matzah, enough for 18 people, you're bringing matzah for a group of people, and you're on the way there, and you get distracted, and you never make it to your destination, but your kavanah was to put the box of matzah, or to be kind of shvisa, on behalf of a group of people. Do we say the same way your kavanah, the kavanah works for an individual, it will also work for a group of people? And the answer is no. It only works for yourself. It doesn't work for your representatives, those who have sent you, the people who have sent you. And for them, they are limited.
and shehu ir,
the people of the city, sheshochu echad mihem loyelch lemayruvim lamakoyim yadua, to bring the eruv to a certain location, v'yachzik baderech, and this person went out on the road, v'yachziri chaveroi, and his friend took him back. And he was distracted on the way there. One of his friends said, "Do me a favor, I want to speak to you, come into my house." And he never reached his destination, even though he had kavana to reach the destination. It's too bad. In this situation, those people lose out. Heim loy kanu shvisa ba'oisei makam. Sharei loy hunach shame ruvam. They did not, that bread was not put there. Ve'ein lohem lahalach, and therefore they are limited. Where will they walk? So here we get back into the, remember that whole, the whole thing that we discussed yesterday, that we're a person at kavana, not here and not there. In this case, everyone agrees that the people in the people who sent him, they remain with the shvisa of their city, of their home, where they were located when Shabbos began. From where they were living at that moment in time. The who, but the person himself, who is the agent, Konesh Sham Eruf. But he does acquire his shvisa in the place where he wanted to reach. Why? For this person alone, he is allowed to go to that location tomorrow, and that's where his tchum is, and he can walk 2,000 amos in all four directions. So the basic is very simple. You saw the very simple halacha is that the leniency of mi shehichzik baderech, kavana alone is enough. You don't have to be physically present. You don't have to put your bread there. It's only true for the person himself. It does not work midin shlichus. If someone sends you, or a group of people authorize you as their agent, and you are hichzik baderech, and you never make it, it's not going to help for the people who have sent you. They only are able to acquire a tchum if you, in actuality, reach your destination and put down in that location the food, the box of matzah, on their behalf. Otherwise, they will remain with their default shvisa, is the place where they were resting when Shabbos began. Okay, let's go further. Next simon. Simon Tov Yud Aleph. Yeah, what?
About the bread. With Eruv Chatzeros,
yes.
Bread requires some sort of safeguard and whatever at the set place and available.
Right. No, it does not require. It does not require any rishus.
Does it have to be? Does it have to exist for more than 5 minutes?
It only has to exist. It only has to exist for the Bein Hashemashos period. Once the Bein Hashemashos period concludes, then it no longer has to be there.
Okay, we don't even know if it. We discussed that
in a few simonim back, that if it's a sofek, so the different types of sfekos, if there's a sofek, if you for sure put it there, you put it there before Bein HaShemashos, and it's reasonable, it's a 50-50 chance that it was there when Shabbos began, that's okay, because there's a chazakah, we assume since you definitely put it there, and it's very possible that it did exist there during the Bein HaShemashos period. But if you're not even sure if you put it there, then that type of suffix, you have to be machmir, and it's not a kosher eruv.
And putting the bread is just an act of shvisa?
Yes.
Do you have to
eat it? No. You don't have to do anything. All the putting the...
Do you have to sit there for a few minutes?
No. You go there before Shabbos begins, and you put the bread there. Obviously, in modern times, you would put it in a safe place. You would have some type of a little hut. There's a little watchman's hut. There's a guard, or there is some type of some type of booth, and you would put it in a safe place. Let's say you're on the road, and there's some type of toll. There's some type of you go on the road. There's some type of safe place. You put the box of matzah there. Some type of a safe place. You put it there every Shabbat. That's it. It's all there. And your kavan is that this should be my shvisa. When Shabbos begins, this is your shvisa. As long as there are all the conditions, it has to be within 2,000 amos from where you are residing when Shabbos begins in order for it to work. But you make a bracha. You make a bracha. Sher kedushanu b'mitzvah zavitzvanu al mitzvahs eruv. you make a bracha. Maybe we'll come to that a little bit later on. And I think there's also a nusach that you say with this erev, I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to travel 2,000 amos. So there are a set of rules. What? So on Shabbos, now when you do that on Shabbos, that becomes your tchum, and you can travel from where the bread is 2,000 amos, all four directions. And the idea is that you are living in one direction, 2,000 amos, within 2,000 amos from where your bread is, and therefore you'll now be able to travel on Shabbos 4,000 amos, 2,000 amos from where you are to where your bread is, and then another 2,000 amos further in the other direction. Because if you did not make this erev, you only can travel on Shabbos 2,000 amos to each direction. By doing this, you're now living at the extreme edge of where your erev is. So now you have the advantage of being able to travel a total of 4,000 amos. So let's go to the next simon tof yud alef mishaya beisa b'mizrach b'nasanei b'marif or bois lefechad mishaya b'mizrach beisa b'asade. You are in the mizrach. So you are b'mizrach beisa. Here's an example. Here, let's say this farm is where your house is. Okay, here is your house, right here. Here's your house, and where are you? Big question. Where are you? You are over here, the mizrach. You are 1,000 amos east when Shabbos begins. What are you doing there? Whatever. It's Friday afternoon. You went for a walk. You had a fight at home with someone, so you had to go for a cool off.
You gotta get out of
it. You gotta get a cool off, so you go 1,000 amos east. Go east. Kolpina shata poyne lo yehelo mizrach. Limin mizrach. So you go east. And Shabbos morning, Friday morning, when you were in shul, you told your neighbor, listen, I want to be able, I know this Shabbos, there's a scholar in residence coming to the shul down there in the west shul, right? There's the white shul, and there's the pink shul. They call your shul the pink shul?
Only you do.
Only I've heard people call the shul the pink shul. Is that?
We've been called worse.
They're called worse, okay. What?
The red shul?
The white shul.
Farakaway, the white shul.
The
rabbi, who's the rabbi? How can I forget his name?
White shul.
Finer, of course. Eitan Finer. Famous person. So, the white shul, and who was the rabbi before? He was also very good. Pelkowitz. The legend. So you tell the person, I want you to put there's a guest, a scholar is coming to the West Shul. Okay? The West Shul. Isn't that a good name for a shul? The West Shul? The West Wing. The West Shul. Put the area of it, I want to go, but the West Shul is 4,000 amos away from my house. I can't go there. I can't go to the West Shul because it's so what am I going to do? So do me a favor, put the Erev by the tree. The tree is exactly appears in my back. So do me a favor, put the Erev by the tree. That way I'll be able to travel on Shabbos to the West Shul 4,000 amos. Now that would be fine and dandy. That's what you would normally do on a regular Shabbos, because when Shabbos begins, where are you residing when Shabbos begins? You're in your house. I'm in my house. When Shabbos begins, my bread is at the tree 2,000 amos away. So that's going to be my new shvisa. So now on Shabbos, I can go travel to the West Shul 4,000 amos to the West Shul. But I had a fight at home Erev Shabbos with my wife. And when Shabbos began, I left. I took a stroll to cool down. And I was 1,000 amos east. Oh, I'm 1,000 amos east. So that means, where am I in relation to my Erev? I'm 3,000 amos away from my bread.
This Shabbos morning?
No, this is Friday afternoon. Friday night, when the Shabbos kicks in. So I'm in trouble now. I live at home, and I'm coming back. I'm coming back home for Shabbos. And my bread is 2,000 amos west. The shul is 4,000 amos west. But where am I when Shabbos begins? I'm 1,000 amos east. We got a problem. Because I'm now 3,000 amos away from my bread. I am 5,000 amos away from the shul, and I'm 1,000 amos away from my house. So where am I going to go for Shabbos? So that's the halacha. That's what this halacha discusses. Mishaya b'mizrach beisoy basode. A person is 1,000 amos east in the field. The Omar lishlucho Friday morning in shul, he says to his agent, La'orev lo b'marav. Put the erev 2,000 amos west. im Nosan Erb Mahol Besabinian Shurach Menu Yasin Alpayim, Ubesoi Korov Lobesuch Alpayim, exactly our situation. If the person put down the Erev 2,000 Amos west, which means where he is standing when Shabbos begins, he is a distance of 3,000 amos, because he went for a stroll 1,000 amos east, so it's 3,000 amos. So what's the law? Ha'erov einoy klum. The Erev is bottle. The Nisha, now, there's always two issues. Always, you have to always keep this in mind. When an Erev is no good, okay, it's no good, very good, no good. Next question. So where then is your Shvisa? I had intent to make the Erev in one location. That Kavana, that goal was not achieved. So what do I fall back on? Is there a default that we fall back on? Or I'm not here, I'm not there. We discussed this yesterday, the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Mechaber. And even the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Mechaber is only limited to a case where you're Boba Derech, not limited to the case where you're Yoshev the Beisoy. So every new case that we come in contact with has to be reanalyzed where your goal was not accomplished. What is the default? What will you fall back on? So here it says, V'nishar loy shvisas beiso. So you're okay, you're safe. You're safe at least that you're not here, not there, because there's a svara to say before we were, that you're stuck, you can't walk more than Dalai Lamas. Because I had Kavana, maybe I'll say, I had Kavana to be 1,000 Amos away from my house, but I am currently outside of that Tchum. I'm outside of that Tchum, so that's not going to work. And I did not have Kavana to be here, so there's a svara, you're not here, you're not there, you're nowhere. No. If that's not going to work, the assumption is you are living at home, you're not Baba Derech, you're not a traveler, you just went for a walk a little bit late, you're not Baba Derech, therefore you fall back default in your home, wherever your home is, that's your Shvisa, and therefore you can walk. V'nishar loy shvisa spesoi, period. However, next halach, let's say, nosan ha'eruv, let's say you put the Erev inyan shehu loy besoich alpayim, let's say the Erev was put in a place where it's within 2,000 where you are, af al pi shagam besoi loy besoich alpayim, kone shvisa b'mokoyim eruvoy v'loy bebesoi. One more time. Nosan ha'eruv inyan shehu loy besoich alpayim, where the Erev is within 2,000 amos of where you are, af al pi shegam beisoy loy besoy chalpayim, kana shvisa, you were kana shvisa, b'mokoyim eruvoy v'loy bebeis. But in other words, this is a simple case. So it simply means that even though you're not home, even though you're not home, let's in our example, the shliach put the Erev 1,000 amos west. So 1,000 amos west, and where are you? 1,000 amos east. So you are within 1,000 amos from your 2,000 amos from your Erev. Very good. So then where are you calling the Shvisa? You're calling the Shvisa where your Erev is. And therefore you can go on Shabbos an additional 2,000 amos. You'll be able to walk from your home. You'll be able to walk from your home 3,000 amos. 1,000 amos to the Erev. An additional 2,000 amos west. Now let's see the Mishmur goes through some of these nyanim. Let's see Gimel. Let's go turn back one page, 554. Pay if caught on Gimel. Ha'eruv eino klum v'nishar. Going to the first case. In the first case, where the person, where the shliach put the Erev 2,000 amos away west, and you are 1,000 amos east. So you are out of the range of the Erev. The Kavan, the Kiddush Olav Hayom, Rachok Le'iruvo, Yosem Alpayim, Nimso, She'eno Yochol Le'elech Le'it Lidlo. You can't get there. Since when Shabbos begins, you are 3,000 amos away from your bread. You can't reach there. The Kavan, and since the Enoi Erev, Memela, Nishar Al Shvisa Speso. So the default is your own home. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah is now asking why. Why don't we say the Halacha should be you're not here and you're not there. I did not have Kavana to be where I, my home, and I can't get to my Erev, so my Kavana ruined me. I'm Koreach Mikan V'Koreach Mikan. I have no Shvisa for Shabbos. If I have no Shvisa for Shabbos, I should not be able to walk in the field more than Dalai Lamas. No, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Loi Dami L'Simen Tov Tes Sif Yud Aleph Darmin Lo Yozos Memukam V'Dohasim Ho Yibaba Derech. The same principle. There you're a traveler. Oh, you're a traveler. There you don't want to be kind of shvisa bimakaymay. Aval oy me bebeisoy, but where you are and you're staying at home, oy bitchum beisoy, vaday nichale de likne shvisa bebeisoy, kishein eruva yer. But when you're dealing with your home, you certainly want to be kind of shvisa in your home, and that's why since you're living in your home, even though you went for a stroll, you went west for a stroll, doesn't make a difference. You do want to be kind of shvisa in your home, therefore it's going to work. The yesha, another reason, the hocha hatam, yishum da shliach pasha, sheniach eruva bechutz letchum meha mishalayach, v'yo. In this instance, we say that that it's a mistake. I only see for my benefit, not for my detriment. We can't say a very chiddush. We want to say a chiddush that we always can be makel. That since in this instance you are not the one who is doing it. This case is. Whenever you have an intermediary, this is a yisod in life. It's very good. When you delegate tasks and you don't do things yourself, you always have a scapegoat. It's a mitzvah in politics. So I didn't do it. I delegate. I told someone, if you would have done it, you would have done exactly the same thing. Right? If I would have done this, only difference is I didn't do it. I told him to do it. And he didn't do a good job. And he did it. Well, I didn't do it. He did it. So whenever you distance the action from yourself with a buffer of one person, you always gain a halachic advantage. So he's saying here, let's apply this backwards to the case of Baba Derech. In the case where the person is a traveler, you're a Baba Derech, there, you according to the Deir Rishayna, according to the first who disagrees with the Rambam, if you're not, we apply the principle lo yozuz mimukaymai. If you have kavana to be kind of shvisa at a tree at a specific location, and for whatever reason it doesn't work because it's too far away or you can't physically get there even by running before Shabbos begins, day rishayna, you lose lo yozuz mimukaymai. Why lo yozuz? Because I don't want to be here. I'm traveling. I don't want to get eaten up by the wolves in the middle of the night. And there doesn't work either because that's no good. So I'm not here, not there. So I lost that. Let's say I got on my cell phone and I said, my friend, Reuven, do me a toiva. I'm traveling. I don't want to run. I don't want to get a ticket. I don't want to speed. Do me a toiva. Put down a box of matzah for me at that tree, that location. You be my agent. You do it for me. Instead of doing it with kavana, you don't need an agent. You can do it with kavana. Baba derech. We have the leniency. Kevan shehichzik baderech. I have the option of having... I don't want to use my machshava. I want to do it better. I want someone to actually put the bread down. So you call up someone and you tell the agent, put down the bread for me. And the agent puts the bread down exactly where you told him to do it. Exactly. And now you realize Shabbos begins. Wait a minute. The place he put down the bread is 3,000 amos away from where I am. So it's out of range. So we just finished saying that in this situation, well, you're stuck. Not here, not there. I don't want to be here on the road at Sakana, and there it doesn't work. I'm stuck. Dalet amos. But I didn't do it. I didn't do it with my kavana. I had an agent do it for me. Oh, someone else did it for you. And what he did for you is not for your benefit, because now you lose. You can't walk more than Dalet amos. Here we're able to apply the halachic principle, l'sakune shidarticha v'loy la'avasi. Agents only work when in the big picture of things they do a good job. If in the big picture of things they don't do a good job, what?
He
did his job, but the result is, but what's the result? What's the result of doing his job?
Messed you up.
I can't walk more than Dalet amos.
You messed yourself up.
But I didn't do it. That's exactly it's an incredible chiddush. This is a lomdasha halacha chiddush. That's what it says. I did not do it. He did it. Also, he's only an agent. An agent only works for good. An agent does not work for bad. Since what he did, the result of him, what he did now means, I can't work more than Dalai Lamas. If he would not have done it, and I would have just stayed where I am, I would have 2,000 Lamas where I am now. So since I did not do it, I could have done it with my machshava. Chazal allowed me to do it with my machshava. Hechzik baderech, just be mechavein, it's good enough. But I chose not to do it with my machshava. I chose to delegate it, to appoint a person to do it, and he did exactly what I told him to do, but you have a legal loophole. A legal loophole. It's a fascinating insight.
It's almost like, but
ancient Yavar
there.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
But that's what he says. That's what it says there. That the evil. Look at the words. Well, let's read those one more time. 1, 2, 3, 5 lines down from the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, top of the Mishnah Berurah. V'yei shomrim d'hachat. Have another reason why in the case here why it's going to be good. Mishum d'ashliach pasha. Okay, it doesn't mean pasha. Look at the notes here. Over here, he's very in the dirshu. He's very disturbed with the word pasha. He goes kaloimar. Doesn't mean he was pasha. He goes to find for the Mishnah Berurah why he used this very harsh term, because he did what he's supposed to do. It's not pasha. That's why there's number one here. Kloimar. Sha'amar shik mishnei eruvim. Wait, I'm reading the wrong number one. I'm sorry. Number one on top. V'yeish ha'batam to pasha. Zohi shitas rabbeinu yoynesim. Gevur b'yir halach av yor zeruah. Hibi b'shem ha'rabaki. He's not explaining why he says the word pasha. Okay, he's not coming for a tight short pasha, but he came in a pshach. Shliach ed v'chutz l'tchum e'am shalayach. V'yochol lo'em aloy l'sakuni shidartich v'lo lavasi. Now, he builds upon this. With this principle, we can go backwards to the case before, the previous simin, where Yibo Baderech, Ulutam Ze Afim Hoy Baderech, Ubechai Gavna, Gam Kain Lohiv Sid Shivisas Mukamar Kisho Yibo Bishes Shakita Shayom, in the case of a Shliach only. Where you point, Veneer Lit, that's okay, it's not called Zelok. Okay, so leave it with that. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll stop here up to Simin Tough Yud Beis. Okay, we'll take a little break.